The Commerce Commission has taken One New Zealand, formerly Vodafone, to court for alleged 111 breaches. Now, the ComCom says that One NZ has endangered vulnerable customers by failing to guarantee that customers can call emergency services during power cuts. Tristan Gilbertson is the Telecommunications Commissioner. Hey, Tristan.
Hi, Heather.
What did One New Zealand do wrong?
Well, One has endangered the lives of some of the most vulnerable people in our community. These are people who rely on a landline connection in emergency situations for health, safety or disability reasons. The 111 code recognises that unlike old copper landline services, new technologies like fibre landline services don't work in a power cut. And so the code requires providers to give these at-risk consumers an alternative means of calling 111 when the power goes out. The problem we have is that despite these very clear obligations and despite having been very closely involved in the code development process over 2 years before the code went live in 2021, One has failed to implement and discharge its obligations under the code, creating serious exposure for some of the most vulnerable of its consumers.
Right. So what would you have liked One to do? For example, give each of these people a cell phone or something to use as backup?
Yes. What happens in practice is that if you are vulnerable for the purposes of the code, providers, if you're in a mobile coverage area, providers will give you a mobile phone as a backup when power goes out. If you're outside a mobile coverage area, providers will give you a battery backup to support the landline service
right.
for at least 8 hours when the power goes out.
Okay, how many people are we talking about here? How many customers?
We are talking about, there are in New Zealand at the moment 573,000 landlines. So not a lot of landline customers, and landlines are diminishing year on year. Of that number, there are at the moment 684 vulnerable consumers for the purposes of the code. So not
yes,
not
and how many
number.
Of them, Tristan, how many of them has One NZ endangered?
Well, of them, One has currently, according to the information, the latest information I've got in front of me, 93 vulnerable consumers registered.
Right. And in all of those cases, have they endangered all of them?
Well, until One has got either a mobile phone or a battery backup into the hands of vulnerable consumers who
yes.
needed them, then yes.
So all 93 do not have a backup?
No, 93 is the number who now do. So One has increased that number from a starting point of 26 a couple of years ago to 93 most recently. What we're not sure of, because there are still ongoing breaches, we still don't have the confidence we need that that One has this kit in the hands of every consumer who requires for the purposes of the code.
Tristan, thank you for your time. Really appreciate it. Tristan Gilbertson, Telecommunications Commissioner.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.